The Moni's sense organs, breath, mind, and intelligence were all restrained from material activities, and he was situated in a trance, apart from the three, wakefulness, dream, and unconsciousness. Having achieved a transcendental position, qualitatively equal with the Supreme Absolute. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears that the Moni, in whose hermitage the king entered, was in yogic trance. The transcendental position is attained by three processes, namely, the process of Gyan, or theoretical knowledge of transcendence, the process of Yoga, or factual realization of trance by manipulation of the physiological and psychological functions of the body, and the most approved process of Bhakti Yoga, or the engagement of the senses in the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also, we have the information of the gradual development of perception from matter to a living entity. Our material mind and body develop from the living entity, the soul, and being influenced by the three qualities of matter, we forget our real identity. The Gyan process theoretically speculates about the reality of the soul, but Bhakti Yoga factually engages the spirit soul in activities. The perception of matter is transcended to still subtler states of the senses. The senses are transcended to the subtler mind, and then to breathing activities, and gradually to intelligence. Beyond the intelligence, the living soul is realized by the mechanical activities of the yoga system, or practice of meditation restraining the senses, regulating the breathing system, and applying intelligence to rise to the transcendental position. This trance stops all material activities of the body. The king saw the Moni in that position. He also saw the Moni as follows.